McMillan, for my money, just the best, really has built a quality mid-major program at UT Martin every year, postseason expectations and realizations. Kevin, good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm good.
Kyle Schwartz, who books this OVC segment for me, and of course, Kevin, our paths have crossed several times. We've got a lot of friends that are in common, also who are also pretty common. The very last thing he put down there, he's a big fisherman. So are you on a boat this morning? What are you calling from a boat? He also said you got a pond behind your house. So please tell me you're wetting the line sometime today.
No, I'm not today. Today I'm getting my mom from North Carolina and driving her back through Nashville to Martin to see my son Ben graduate, but I will be heading out pretty soon to Minnesota to go fishing. So it's coming soon.
Well, there's no crappie over there in Real Foot Lake either, so just let you know that. So
no, there's none.
Now you've caught them all. That's what.
That's right. Yeah, they're all gone, so yep. Everybody can quit fishing it, and yep. We'll just. You know, we'll go check every once in a while.
Kevin, I tell you, and I meant this, you come from the high school ranks, so much success there, a stop at middle as an assistant, and now UT Martin and where your program is. And I want to talk, I don't want to bury the lead too much with Chelsea Perry, obviously the OVC Player of the Year, and we'll talk about her in a minute. But you've really built this program where it sustains, and I think that's what any coach would like.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We started this with trying to be as local as we could and recruit Tennessee as hard as we could. And that is that, you know, if you look at our roster through the years, our best years are when we have a lot of Tennessee kids. And we've been fortunate also in that we tend to develop our kids versus recruit. And I think that for us, that has been kind of the difference. And, you know, with our budgets being lower and then, you know, a lot of the major schools, especially, and even our conference teams, the developing has been phenomenal, for us over the kids' 4 years. And when I get players like Jasmine Newsom that has played for me, and then I had David Russell who'd coached forever and was really experienced, and now Willie Trevathan, these guys have got, Jasmine can work with these guards at an unbelievable level because she played for me. And then I've got high school coaches that are working with me that are used to developing players. So I think that's probably been what has helped us over these 10 years.
UT Martin, women's basketball coach Kevin McMillan on with us. Chelsea Perry, OVC Player of the Year, two-time OVC Player of the Year, three-time All-OVC, the highest pick in the WNBA of any OVC player. It's one thing to get drafted, the 26th overall pick in the third round by the Indiana Fever, but even more important, she made that roster, and that's the cool part.
I don't think people understand how hard that is.
Yeah.
You know, there's only 12 roster spots on 12 teams. So we're talking about, 144 kids. And, you know, there's 36 that get drafted, but most of those aren't going to make the squads. But she did. And from what I've talked to her about and what I've seen written about her, she just kind of did it a blue-collar way, which is how she came into our program. And I mean, it's just phenomenal that she made that roster and that she's going. And it's just a tribute to the kid and her work ethic.
Well, and her ability to score the basketball too, right?
that helps a tad. I'll tell you, if you can put the ball in the hole, that helps a tad. She told me she was working out with them and she keeps up with her numbers because we do. That's one of the way we chart our teams and see how their improvement's going. And she came and she was laughing when she called me one day after practice. She says, "Coach, I was terrible today." I said, "Well, Chelsea, what do you mean?" She says, "Well, we were doing a something something drill." And she said, "I was only making 70% of my shots because I put really high standards on her." And she said, "But afterwards the coaches were all excited." And she said, "I was like going, okay, maybe I can shoot." So she was excited. Because the next day she came in and said she was making everything, and they were like, "Oh gosh, this kid can really put it in the hole," and she can. and it's just effortless, and it's fun to watch.
Well, and all year long, we were keeping up with her and Anastasia Hayes at MTSU, who was going to end up leading the nation in scoring. Did she finish? I should know this. Finished third in the nation in scoring?
She finished third.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away from anybody else. Anastasia's a great scorer. I've watched her. And Chelsea was leading the country in scoring, and then she got hurt in a game in the first 5 minutes. And I don't think she had but like 5 points. And then another game we tried to bring her back, she wasn't ready. So two of those games, she didn't score. And she still ended up as the third or fourth leading scorer in the country. And, you know, it's just the kid just was phenomenal. And I wish that we had been able to showcase her more this year. But she got hurt and missed 8 or 9 games.
Yeah, and just the year that was crazy on top of everything else, right? I mean, nobody didn't go to college at Rhodes to learn about pandemic management, did you?
No, I don't think anybody has any idea of how to handle a pandemic. And any team, you know, I was talking to Linda and late in the season, and she said any team that made it through the season and is in the postseason has had a phenomenal year, and she's exactly right. The isolation that these kids felt and the staff, I mean, it's something you can't prepare for. And it's something that I don't think we all understand what these kids went through to get to play the game. And then if they're still playing in March, you know, that's just phenomenal.
Kevin McMillan with us, UT Martin women's basketball coach on the F&M Bank phone line. You had with all of that said, you still went 17-2 in the OVC, won the regular season championship. UT Martin's won it 7 times, 6 of them with you head coaching. But it just always, almost, I know there was the year a couple years ago, SEMO got in it, and every once in a while you have an upstart here or there, but invariably, it's going to come down, seemingly, between you and Belmont just about every year.
That's what it's become.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years. It has, and I think what I noticed in the league when I first got here was that it was a good league at the top, and then it was not very good below the top, and it was like one. So Tennessee Tech was really good. Middle was really good for years, and then they would drop a little bit and Tech would rise up, and then they would drop down and you'd see another team jump in there. And I think what's happened over the last 6 or 7 years is that we have been able to stay pretty constant. Belmont has now become constant. And so now the league overall is rising because you're still getting that other good team. So now we're having 3 or 4 good teams in the league. And I think that's helped in our jump from, I think when I got here, our conference RPI was like 31 or 32 out of 33. And I think last year we were 15th.
Yeah.
And so that's a phenomenal jump, and hopefully we can sustain it. You know, Belmont beating Gonzaga in the NCAA tournament was huge this year for our conference. Us winning 2 games in the postseason was huge for our conference, and hopefully we can keep better. So getting better so that whoever gets in that tournament will have a decent seed and a chance to win.
Well, yeah, and it was what the WNIT is pretty sort of, they did it like in what pods. I know you beat Louisiana, Illinois State, lost to Memphis. No, you lost to Nebraska in Memphis, but the first OVC women's team to win multiple games in a postseason tournament. How about that?
Yeah, it was in pods in Memphis, and it was just amazing that Louisiana and Illinois State were really, really good, and we probably played our best game against Nebraska, which will never be noticed. But, yeah, our kids finished on such a high note, and Chelsea was just phenomenal. And the opportunity to play in the postseason, you know, people, you know, I don't want to say that UT Martin fans are spoiled, but they don't grasp how hard it is to get into the postseason, and the fact that we've been able to do it 10 or 11 times in 12 years is crazy, but it is so hard because there's so many good teams out there, and there's so many good players, and you know, the competition level is getting better and better and better every year, which is making it harder.
All right, now we got to get down to the brass tacks here, okay? The Hearth Restaurant. I get to come, you know, with TSU, I do their play-by-play, so I get to come up and, for football and basketball and all of that. I will not eat at the Hearth Restaurant before a game because I have to take a nap at halftime.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Have you been there?
I would have to tell you. Yeah, oh Lord, yes. If you really want to do it right, I'll tell you. You eat Sammy's before the game. You won't feel the Hearth if you're going to spend the night. No question. You eat it the night before. Sammy's would be for lunch before the game, and okay. Then after the game, you could go to the Grind, and you're gonna. Yeah, we've got people that are driving from all over to eat at those places.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You. We'll take care of you.
Oh, the Hearth Restaurant. You better get ready to eat. And then you can class it up at the Opera Restaurant, right? Little class.
The Opera House is very good. Yes, it's very, very good. Now, I didn't, you know, some of us can't afford to do that.
Oh, often,
so we have to be a little careful there.
Kevin, congratulations on the past season and just the program you've built there. You mentioned it. You've been in the postseason, I think, what, all but 1 year, and that's saying something. As you mentioned, that's not an easy task. And keep it up, and good luck to you. And go find those fish in Minnesota. What are you going to fish for in Minnesota, by the way?
Well, we go up there and we actually are fishing mostly for largemouth because the Minnesota folks don't like them. And so they don't really fish for them.
Really?
So, you know, we like to go catch.
It's
very interesting.
Hey, yeah, I know. You don't go fishing. You go catching, right?
Yeah, well, I hate to tell you, yes, we do, because I'm too old now to go fishing. So if I'm going, I got to catch.
You dang straight. Kevin, it's been fun. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Kevin.